Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Zagatow, zigatow, zagatow, anyhow, bad man now, zagatow, zigatow, zagatow, anyhow, be the man of my day now, zagatow, zigatow, zagatow, that tune make number one tune, yeah, zagatow, zigatow, zagatow, yeah, zagatow, zagatow, be the man of the girls, them sugar, the girls, them red cross lover, the girls, them need it. When me love them shape and figure, yeah, the man them with the girl admire. Just the girl that make them ball out with your jaw. And me got the girls them power. You be cool and my ass sing my dear man. Zaga zaga zaga. But I really just have to tell you this. What? It's been a while since I've been here in the tenderness. You're from Coca-Cola, but...
It's coming to your public call again. You know it's Tuesday. Is that what
What's happening, family? What's going on? How is everybody feeling?
I hope that you have had a great weekend and you're all ready and tuned in for another episode of Kale's Corner featuring me, DMV Kale, and my co-host with the most, Lady T. What's up, T?
Hey! What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm excited. I miss you guys.
Lady T hit that Miss America. I just won. Hey, I imagine her riding on the float, waving, riding by. Hey, y'all, ain't nobody.
I'm getting on my nerves.
Nobody else on.
Yeah,
I'm
getting on my nerves, y'all.
I saw that. Okay, I thought about in my mind. I saw her ride on the float say, hey, constituent. Hey, people that voted for me to win the
Michigan.
What's up, girl?
Amen, bro.
Can you believe it's been, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 5 full days of no communication with our corner crew, our online corner crew, excuse me, and our live in studio folks. I can't stand it, but it went by fast. Thanks be to God. I haven't heard anything about anybody not being here or, you know, any tragedies going on in anybody within the Kale's Corner circle. So, you know, I'm thankful for that. Thankful for everyone tuned in online, the corner crew, and in studio. Lady T, how was your weekend, man? What did y'all do?
Listen.
You know?
This house was ecstatic over here. We went to, my granddaughter had a soccer game. We missed that, so we had to watch it, you know, on the big screen because, you know, we was doing the show. So they reenacted it for us, so we had to do, you know, be a part of that. And then my grandson, he's doing good, really, really good. We had a long, really long discussion because he's getting older. So everybody's doing good. We just had a good time. We watched some great football, some amazing baseball. So it was full. We had a good time.
So it sounded to me like y'all had a great family time this weekend. You know what? You have to.
Them the best.
Every now and again, you have to do it every now and again because, you know, I said to myself, my son can't just, you know, hear me fussing. all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or upset all the time. I have to mm-hmm. have some good times with him. I have to have some fun times with him. And you know, I told you it was my sister's 50th birthday this weekend, so mm-hmm. we all gathered on Friday, and girl, I had a chance, you know, just a quick moment to remind them that I love them. I stopped past my mom and my dad's old home in Upper Marlboro off of 301, and it was such an incredible and powerful moment, you know.
Yeah.
My son asked a few questions, and you know, Reese was just reminding him of, you know, different times and things that he did at that house and the fun we had, the cookouts and the gatherings and everything. So it was great. It was a great family weekend for myself as well. And then Sunday, we went to church. You know, my sister is a co-pastor, and her husband is the pastor of their church, Bethel. And man, we had a good time. We just had a all around good time, and you know, enjoying each other's company, and you know, it was just so good to see all my family members get together, and nobody had died. Nothing tragic had happened. We were just all together in celebration, you know? And it just felt so good. So, yeah, Tracy just made me come to the conclusion that, yeah, I had a great family weekend as well, you mm-hmm. know? I had a great family weekend as well. Now, back to the corner.
There you go.
Today we will be discussing the latest in the MLB. The Triple Crown race is heating up as this season comes to an end, y'all. I'm talking about wild card play starts this weekend. Wild card play starts this weekend. So, yeah, it's about that time. It is about that time that the avid baseball fan becomes a dedicated baseball fan, because everyone loves playoff baseball. We love it. We can't get enough of it.
Yeah. That's the best.
Yes. And continuing with our top tens of the NBA, today we're going to go over the top 10 shooting guard list. You know, we want to know how you feel about the list, who was snubbed or who shouldn't have been on that list. You know what I mean? I want to know how everybody feels about it. NFL Week 4, Lady T, it'll be time for her to reveal her Week 4 winner, MVP. And you know what? We're going to have a serious discussion on Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and learn the latest news on his recovery, where he's at right now. I tell you that hit was scary to watch, you know, as that young man's body contorted and formed the position into the position that they were. So we're going to have a serious conversation on that. All these topics and much, much more on today's Kale Corner episode. You can join DMV Kale at 563-999-3782. Live in studio, or join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Wow, I say Kale's. Okay, yeah. Kim's
I ain't messing with you.
I'll be glad to, girl. Anyway, yeah, those are the topics for today, you guys. And thank you guys for joining in already so far. We have the phone line locked and loaded. I'm pretty sure the online crew is all set and ready to parlay into this thing we call Tales Corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back with the Triple Crown race, y'all.
And freezing full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is. Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
Right, I ain't even gonna get to my part, y'all. I ain't even gonna do it. You're driving me out of my mind.
I can't.
Okay.
Well, as long as he's singing right. It, you guys, we don't own the rights to the music. So he's singing it, his version. So we're not gonna be in trouble for that, his version.
Yeah. That's why it's hard for kids.
I can't.
MLB, Triple Crown, here we go. The whole baseball world is waiting with expectation on Aaron Judge's number 62 home run after he tied Roger Maris' record with the 61st American League record, which is 61st on Wednesday night, you know, besides the 62nd home run, Aaron Judge is right up there at number two, only in batting average. Luis Alvarez has a higher batting average at 3.315. Aaron Judge is at 0.311. But Judge has 61 home runs and 130 RBIs, and his home runs has him at first place. His RBIs has him at first place with 130. So, hey, 57 might not like me saying this, but Aaron Judge looks like he's going to be the one to take this Triple Crown. He just has to get that batting average up a little bit, you know, because he's only four kicks behind Luis Alvarez. So he can, I believe he can catch Alvarez with that batting average. And he's already first in home runs and RBIs. So, you know, again, y'all, I told you, baseball, we're coming to the end of the regular season. And wow, and it's amazing that we're here. You know, it seems like just yesterday, baseball was opening. You know, it seems like just yesterday we were talking about the first pitch and the first hits and, you know, going to the different stadiums and enjoying baseball. And now we're approaching postseason. You know, and. I'm going to put my money with this Triple Crown. Uh-huh. I'm going to put my money on Aaron Judge. I mean, you know, Mama told me
pretty good.
With the winners. Mama told me go with the winners. And right now in my book, Aaron Judge is the one that's winning that Triple Crown. What say you, T?
I think he it's somebody else. I just, my brain is at a lock like right now. I can't think. But it's one other player. And I think he's on the Houston, if I'm not mistaken. He's up there too with the
Luis Alvarez.
Is he with, Is he with the Houston?
The Houston.
Wow. Okay, no, listen. Because I remember listening, I was looking at the game, but I can't remember what game I was watching. So it's, you know, because I'm trying to watch so much all at one time.
Right.
But it's one other player. But yes, Judge is one of my favorites to win.
And forgive me. His name is Luis Arraez. A-R-R-A-E-Z. Yeah. And he's with the Twins. He's playing with the Twins. And he's the only one that's standing between Aaron Judge and the Triple Crown. Luis Arraez.
Okay.
Excuse me, guys.
Arraez.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phone. Hey, what do you know? We're going to go from Lou. How are you?
Well, different spelling, but I get it. Remember, he spells it L-U-I-S, and it's pronounced Luis. But, yeah, close enough.
Close enough. How are you, Lou?
Yeah. Well, if Judge ever hits his home run, I'll be a lot better. But, you know, they're just afraid to pitch to him, and that's why he's not getting it. You know?
Yeah.
He gets a lot. He gets a lot of strikeouts. He's getting base hits, which fine. I mean, that's going to get his batting average up a bit. But look, we want to see the home run, but you're not giving to him. I mean, this has been on for a week, and there's only two games left, and he's not going to play the full game in game two.
Okay.
He's going to be DHing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Remember, in a split doubleheader, in doubleheaders, that's what they normally do. They take out the best, you know, one to put them in like a DH. So, you know, that's how they work it out.
Yeah.
After this, tomorrow's the last game. So, you know, if you're going
to
do it now.
To me, Lou, I'm glad you brought that up. That's another one of them old school rules or traditions that I'm so sick of. I'm sick of it when it comes to baseball. You know, here you have a young man who's on the verge of now we all know, as 57 brought to our attention, Barry Bonds is the real home run leader at 73. So until someone hits 74, we really can't, you know, celebrate it, but this record at 61 is Roger Maris's, celebrated record? Can I say that?
Yes,
we celebrate that record? So let the man hit. I can understand the pitchers with their no, I'm not going to be the one to go down in history that gave him 62. I can feel that, and I'm really not mad about that. But I'm mad about this old tradition being the reason that this young man's won't have the ability to reach this record. I think that's simple. I'm so tired of these old rules in baseball. I have to ask the question, am I the only one? I can't be the only one. You guys?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I never was
thank
a fan
you.
Of it.
Right. That and many others. You hit a home run. After you hit a home run, don't show up, the pitcher, but yet and still, when a pitcher throws a no-hitter, he's showing up everyone. He's celebrating.
Yeah.
He's high-fiving. He's going off with his team. But the only time I get to celebrate is when I do a walk-off, when it's a walk-off hit or walk-off home run. Come on, man. You can't. This it's time out for all of that, that old school philosophy, that old school thinking, and let these young men celebrate and play,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's take another good comments, Lou. Let's go ahead and bring 57 in here. I know he wants to talk about his Yankees. Go ahead, 57.
good evening, everybody. What's happening with you? What's happening with you? Hey, look, here's the irony of it, that it took Roger Maris to his very last game to break the 60,
yeah.
to break Babe Ruth's record of 61. And Judd, okay, they're playing a doubleheader today. Now, his first game, he got two hits, so that might help him with the Triple Crown. But he got another game tonight. But that, I'm just looking at how it took Roger Maris forever to get to 61, and it took Judge forever to tie Roger Maris' record. He might not get it. He might not break it.
Mm-hmm. He
might not break it, but he does have the American League record, you know, even though he doesn't have the overall record, because I still, like I said, it goes to Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they say.
You can try next year.
Yeah.
You know what, sis? Let me tell you something. You get this opportunity to hit 60 home runs in this time.
That's true.
Now, you know, ain't too many more Barry Bonds or Mark McGuire's around or Sam Sosa. Just say that, man. But anyway, baseball is just so, you know, hypocritical on how they want to judge things and how they want to put people in their categories and everything. I'm proud of Judd, and I'm proud of my team, but let's keep it all in perspective right now, you know, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. All the people that say baseball is too long and I don't understand baseball, now's the time to watch it. You're going to have so many cameras. They're going to explain everything in detail because it's the playoffs. And if you pay attention, you'll see how the game is really being played and how there are being movements being made all the time on the diamond. You just got to pay attention to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that 100%.
Exactly. I mean, baseball
that say it's too long. Go ahead, Kill. I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
The people that are saying it's too long, they just really don't understand the game, like the rules and the game. And, you know what I'm saying?
Not for nothing.
57 is saying. That's why people really say that it's too long. I don't like it. It's too long. They don't like it because they don't want to understand what's really going on. Like it's a strategy. It's like a chess game out there.
Right.
Instead of playing chess.
Hey, listen.
Was that Lou?
Baseball is the most something happening when nothing is happening.
Thank you, Kale.
But the game has slowed up in recent years. I mean, it used to be a lot quicker, especially when I was young. But you know, in the last 10 years, they have really you know slowed to a crawling pace. I mean, now it takes about 3 hours and 20 minutes just to finish a 9-inning game. Never mind extra inning games. So the pace has slowed up. So I think baseball needs to you know try to find something to you know speed the game up and keep the younger fans interested. Otherwise, you're going to lose a lot more fans. So in a way, I'm glad some of these movies are going to take place next year. Okay,
but I kind of disagree with that because football is 3 hours, just like Eric is saying online. Football 3 hours, we watch that. It's same amount of time as
a
baseball game. Yeah, once a week. But whatever team, you know what I'm saying? Just watch your team. I ain't saying watch all the games. Try to get in all the games. If we could just get them to watch their team, that'd be good.
I kind of agree with Lou with what he's saying. Football is only 16 games, and you're only watching it once or twice a week. Well, baseball is from March until November. So, you know, they've been trying everything they could to speed the game up, but for some reason they can't do it, especially in the playoffs, in the World Series. They really want to speed the game up. They don't want it to be 3.5 hours, but they can't stop it for some reason.
The only way they can do that is if they go seven innings.
Am I muted? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you now. Your phone is low.
Speeding the game up will affect the integrity of the game. It will affect the integrity of the game. Now, I can understand in little nuances, subtle things being added, but you don't want to speed baseball up too much. You don't, because it'll affect the integrity of the game that we love and the pure baseball fans have fallen in love with. You don't want to do that. That would ruin the game.
Eric says way more baseball games, but that's just the way the game is. Integrity of the game, I'm not for a whole bunch of changes.
Exactly. You got to be careful with that. We're going to change this. We're going to speed up that. We're going to make it like this now and that. That is going to hurt the game. It will hurt the game.
That's why the game is longer. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut across, Kale, but that's why the game is longer now because of changes, because the game is not being played pure as it should be played. They've added changes to the game all along the way throughout history, and it's made the game longer. A nine-inning game shouldn't be 3.5 hours if you play it by the rules the way it was designed to be played.
Well,
they did this to the game, and they know they did.
As long as you have umpires who are determining strike zones, we have seen during a regular series, one umpire calls all the high ball strikes. The other umpire comes in as they rotate and he's calling all the low ball strikes. And then you got the umpire who we all see. We all see that it's a strike clearly, but he's calling it a ball instead of what it is. So it's not necessarily that the changes have made the game longer. It's these umpires with all these different variations of rules.
But it's always been like that for the umpires.
They haven't changed.
You've always had umpires that called it different ways. Not arguing with you, Kale. Don't get me wrong. Not arguing with you. But I'm just saying, you've always had the umpires that some call balls high, some call balls low. You know, it's always been that way.
Well, I for one, back to the main topic, I would love to see Aaron Judge hit number 62. To put this to rest and to see a new record holder in today's MLB and also take that triple crown race. Take that triple crown race because you don't know what? What did you say, Lou?
Tomorrow is the last day of the regular season.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
You don't get it tonight.
They're not pitching to him.
It looked like that's what they wanted to do in Texas today. The fans was clapping for him like they wanted him to, hey, pitch it to him.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, the Rangers are awful anyway.
Yeah.
They ain't going to pitch to that man.
And you know what? Yeah. That should be a fine. It really should be a fine. If it's your turn to pitch to him, You put your bad stuff against his bad stuff. Do not pitch.
If any pitcher got integrity at all, he's not going to just give him a pitch. But if you want to, Brett Favre, where you're going to roll out there so the man can sack you so he can go ahead and get the sack wreck, you know, then you don't care. Yeah. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to bring.
If you don't want your check to come, if you don't want your check to come, you can go out there and give him your best if you want to. You can go ahead.
Yeah.
You can go
give
right ahead.
Groove him a fastball.
But show how strong you are. Go ahead.
Yep.
I'm going to do with the manager. I look over there and that manager say, swipe, swipe on the shoulders, and that means let that man go to first base. I'm going to look over there and say, oh, first base? Oh, go ahead, sir, just go to the first base, please. I don't feel like doing all this baking. Just go up there to the first base, sir, so we can get it over with.
Yeah, because I'm going to use his home run, so.
Let's take one more call on this one. Brother Tank, what's happening?
Hey, Tank.
Brother Kale, what it do, what it do? Kale's Corner family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, 57?
Hey.
What's up, bro?
What's up, Lou? And the rest of the gang that's on here? I hear y'all talking about this baseball. So what they complaining about, that the game too long?
Yeah.
Well,
they losing
fans.
Yeah, some people.
They losing fans?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
The younger fans aren't really attracted to the game because the game is so long. So they're trying to figure out a way to get the game shortened or just keep it the way it is.
Yeah, to me, they just don't want to sit down and learn the game. They're impatient. They just want something quick, fast, in a hurry, like everything. That's why they got so used to the microwave. That's why I got them jokes. I got them in here, but I try my best not to use
microwave. Okay.
But the thing that keeps the younger crowd interested are some of their traditions, some of their like this new NFL dance that was adopted from the NBA, the gritty. You know, let's see a guy if a guy hits a home run and does the gritty from third base to home. Baseball is going to look at him like you're showing up that opposing pitcher. No, I'm celebrating what I did. My team is celebrating me for what I did. And I think the younger generation just views these old rules as just too much for them. They rather stick to the sports that they're already watching. Go ahead, Tank.
That's why I say they should just pay attention and watch when they smack the home run. Look how they flip the bat. Hey, man, I get my laugh on every time I see one of them. Some of them, the other day I seen one of them. I thought he was going to hit the people on the other. He slung that sucker so hard when he smacked it out. Just watch the game. You're going to find the things that you love. But I just do not think they should do no speeding it up. Just leave baseball alone. It's all right. If they want to speed it up, if they want to speed it up, what you can do is give the pitcher a time clock. Hey, man, you got a minute and a half to get ready to get this ball about your hand. Or maybe a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe they spent too much time BSing around up there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can see if you want to speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good point. Great point. All right, y'all. That's our baseball talk with, like you guys know, tomorrow being the last day of the season. You know, let's hope Aaron Judge somehow is able to take this record and do something good with it. All right. 563-999-3782 is the number. When we come back, we got Marcus. And it's Tuesday Health Tip. All right.
My friend, feel it's their appointed duty
till you use me up.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to go a little
bit.
Craig
got it going a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, I just had to hear that part. That's, welcome, my man, Marcus. What's happening, Marcus?
What's up,
hey, Marcus?
Man? What it do?
Hey,
y'all doing?
Hey,
Marcus, what it do, bro?
Did you see what I did there? Did you see what
I
did there, Marcus?
I see it, bro.
Hey,
you
look.
Waiting for me, bro. That's my joint.
Hey, Tang, last week, Marcus said, play that song for Tang. And I went on and did it. I played it for Tang. But then I thought about it. I said, you know what? That's a good introduction song, because we definitely going to use you up with these health tips, bro, because we really need to know. We really need to know. You know what I mean? But go ahead, Marcus. I'm sorry.
The reason why I wanted them to play that joint for you, man, because I knew I was hoping that we was going to use Dallas up, but of course we did not.
Let's just be clear.
But I ain't gonna bring up that topic, man. It's good to be in the corner, y'all. Yeah, it's good to be in the corner. I refuse to talk about these dudes. No more. We won't even have that conversation. I won't even be wasting my breath.
Wait a minute.
Oh no! Don't wait for it, because it ain't gonna happen.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't wait a minute. Don't.
So when we get to that segment, you gonna hang up?
Oh, you can wait 200 years. I ain't talking about them dudes. Listen,
but if y'all won, you would have talked about it.
No. K.O. already know how I feel.
Because
let me talk about the tip. But I'm gonna tell you this: if I start talking about these dudes. Kale might not be my friend.
We ain't got time. I don't got time.
So look.
Okay. Okay.
So look, the topic for today is plain and simple. Everybody needs to take a vacation. It's one of the healthiest things that you can do in your life. You know, many of my people, we don't get an opportunity to take vacation, or on the job, we feel like we can't do that because of the position that we hold. For whatever reason, we don't take these vacations, and what they do is you're constantly under the gun in your personal life and on the job. And if I know a lot of people that I've spoken to, a lot of my clients, I've spoken to them, and they do not get a chance to take a vacation. And when they do take the vacation, it's long overdue. So just so you understand, there's been a study done on just going to new places, places you have not been. And what this study has been known to show is that basically, and this is a neurological study that has been done, and what it does, it totally wakes up the brain. What it does, it releases stress that you have, or stress that you don't know that you have, by releasing endorphins to the brain, and like I said, it wakes up the brain to the new experience just by you being on travel in a new environment. Real simple. Mm. So I wanted you guys to notice just one scientific reason besides stress as to why you need to take a vacation. But opportunities, especially for our society and our demographic, is not always there. And then, like I said, on the job, in the workplace, we feel like we can't do that because of whatever reason. But if you are allowed vacation and it's available to you, take it no matter what. There are things that you can do to protect your job in that department. So if you feel like you can't take it, take that vacation. If they offer it, you can take it. That's my tip.
Wow. Hey, and you know, I'm going to add this to it. I took vacation last week. Now, I didn't go. The only thing I didn't do was go anywhere new. But to to go through the new experience because I've been on my job for 12 years, and this was the first year that I've ever taken a vacation. And coming back to work after the vacation was great for me. It was great for me because I had a chance. I had a chance to break the monotony of day to day. I had the chance to see myself doing something besides working. Like Mark had said, I felt the relief of the stress. You know, now I'm going to say this as well. When I walked back into work Monday morning, there were stressful situations, but I was prepared for it. And I was ready to do whatever it took in order to master those situations. So, yeah, man, if you, like Marcus said, man, if you have that opportunity, take it. Take it. And sometimes it's a situation where you can't afford to just up and leave and go somewhere else. But just breaking the monotony. Break the monotony for yourself. You know, I as I sat and I thought, I said, man, it's been 11 years since I've taken a vacation. That's crazy. That is crazy. And so, go ahead.
It is crazy. You're right. I would agree.
Can I just say, to piggyback off of what Kale was saying, if you can't, and what Marcus is telling you guys, if you can't afford, like, to take the time off, just get you a hotel in the next city over, like in the next city over somewhere, and, you know, just do it for the weekend, you know, just go out whoever, or just, you know, it may not go out of, you know, out of the world or out of the state, but you can go to the next city as you. That you live in. And you know, somewhere you don't know, just pick a city that you live in right there and stay there over the weekend and, you know, just unwind and cut the phone off. Cut the phones off, please, and thank you. Cut the phones off. For at least, I mean, look, y'all, we used to live without phones.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
You know,
it's okay,
you know what,
if
Tree?
Somebody don't know where you were for 24 hours.
You know what, Tree?
I promise you it's okay.
You know, being as though you're saying that, it's always good when you can go out if you can go out the country when you go on a vacation. And it don't got to be far. You know, you can just go to Mexico.
Right.
And, you know, and they be having them little good little deals in Mexico. And the truth is, you don't get much service there. So it's always a good thing when you're not glued to your phone. You can put that phone in your. When I go on vacation, I lock up my phone because can't nobody reach me no way. So I'm good. I just call them, you know, I just call my kids, you know. But it's such a relief to be able to do that, to detach yourself from your reality. And like you said, just doing something different, even if it's just going away for the weekend, or just having a new experience for the week. You ain't got to go out. You don't got to go nowhere. You can literally break the monotony of your life and do something different that you haven't done.
You can meditate. You can start meditating 30 minutes a day. You know, get in your quiet space. Get you some meditation going on. Get that mind blank.
If you ain't never been to a
museum,
turn
that phone off.
You can go to a museum.
Walk around, do some things.
For sure.
There's a lot of ways you can de-stress without money being involved is what I'm talking about. Because I know people,
Marcus,
you know, I need money to do this. I need money to do that. You don't need no money for a lot of these things.
The only question I have, how can I get my job to approve another vacation? I need five more days.
I'll tell you,
and
I'm gonna tell you, Kel. I know a quick way to do that.
Uh-uh.
I know a quick way. I know a quick way to do that.
Don't do it on the phone.
No, bro.
Yeah.
You don't have no faith in me.
I don't know. I apologize.
All you gotta do,
I'm sorry.
All you gotta do is call your boss, start coughing, and say you got COVID.
Oh my goodness.
That's 5 days right there.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Just told you don't do it.
Big bro, I gotta wait for you, man. Back in 92. Just get a good doctor, man, on your side, man. And have them write your notes.
COVID,
so you
don't even need no doctor with COVID because you ain't even got to prove it.
No, I'm talking about just, you ain't even got
to
go nowhere. Just call and tell her, look, I need
quick.
To be y'all. What?
Okay. These comments are not of Kel and Native Chief, okay?
Right.
We don't take responsibility for
those
comments. Yes. Not for the station.
Well, I can take it another step further, Cat Thang.
What Lucy?
You find you one of them people that know how to fake them documents and everything.
You can
make it with that.
Go that far.
I got stuff in my ears. I can't hear.
57.
Y'all just let you know. There's a whole lot of ways to get around that.
57, always got to put the whipped cream. He got to put the chocolate whipped cream on top.
And a cherry, two cherries.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him at all.
Hey, look. Four bit of security along long enough. He know there's some ways out there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
girl.
Hey. That was great, Marcus. While we have a minute, do anyone have any questions regarding today's health tip on taking a vacation? Man, that was powerful there, Marcus.
I thought that was some great information, man.
Yeah, I just want to say, because people do need to take a vacation regardless. Definitely need to take a vacation. Like Ms. T said, even if you just go to the next city, and stay in the hotel and just chill and relax and do what you do on the other side of town, you're going to enjoy yourself, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about us is, man, we have been trained to do things the same way, repetitively, on a regular basis. It's like if you break your – understand this, if you break your right arm, if you're right-handed, and you start using your left hand, it literally – expands your brain. It expands your mind. And that's what I'm saying here about us when I say us, y'all know who I'm talking about. And what I mean by that, I mean people who don't have opportunities that have, you know what I'm saying, certain opportunities that a small percentage of people get a chance to have. You know what I mean? And it's important that you do something, that you make that happen for yourself, because I promise you, if you go out the country, if you put money away to do that, to have those experiences, I'm telling you, you'll be breathing different when you come back. And when you come back on the job, it also makes them understand your value, too, because when you out, I promise you, ain't nobody doing it like you did it.
Right, 100%. Right.
You know
because
what I'm saying?
I'm serious.
All depends on what position you hold at that job.
That point right there, Marcus, I mean, since I've been back,
I'll be right back.
All I've heard was, Mac, man, we missed you. We needed you here and at this point. And this went on, and it was like, oh, my goodness, Mac not here. How are we going to handle that and this and that. So that is the truth. That is the truth because there are many of people that can do your job. Yes. but are they going to do it as you do it? Will that company lack or gain with them doing it? So, yeah, like Marcus said, man, you know, give them a chance to realize your value, you know, because a lot of times our jobs don't appreciate us properly. They don't appreciate all we do and what we give on a daily basis until it's gone.
That's right. That's right.
So then you
great,
come back and ask for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to make a minute. Tomorrow, go to work and ask for a raise. That. Got it. I'm doing
I know
that
that's
to
right.
My, yeah.
And that order, right?
Nah, I ain't gonna wait. I ain't gonna wait. All right, great topic, Marcus. Thank you. Oh, man. Thank you for your comments there, Marcus. I thought it was gonna get a little rough in the beginning. Talking about that watching the football team, but hey. Way to get back on top. Way to get back on top.
Man, I can't even say that name without tasting boo-boo.
Yeah. 563-999-3782. This for you, Marcus. Boo-boo up. Yes, we are. All right, great topic, Marcus. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough for that one, because that's a point that we really need to know. All right, y'all, we're going to... Oh, my goodness.
What'd you say, bro?
Everybody
is your phone going
everybody,
or not?
I said...
Somebody blew their nose on the phone.
Yeah, somebody blew their nose or snoring or something.
It was going to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it ain't me. Just so y'all
ain't
know, it ain't 57.
Not the, that's 57.
Right, 57.
Let them know.
57. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, bro.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I get a nap
all
now
right.
Before I come on.
I know that's right.
We're going to dive into the top 10. NBA shooting guards list, and you know what? I'm gonna bring in Darius, because Darius, when I was writing, copying this list, I thought about you. This list is by Josh Cohen, the NBA digital news manager. Okay, it's by Josh Cohen, because the last time Darius said, "Man, who made this list?" Well, Josh Cohen, NBA news manager. Put a name to it. Exactly. All right. At number one, we have Devin Booker. Number two, Jaylen Brown. Number three, Donovan Mitchell. Number four, Anthony Edwards. Number five, Treacher's boy, Zach LaVine. Number six, Kane's boy, Bradley Beal. Number seven, we have Trey Thompson. Number eight, Jalen Green. Man, we ain't going to tell nobody. Number nine, R.J. Barrett. And number 10, we have Tyrese Maxey at number 10. Darius, I'm coming straight to you. Was there any problem with this list as it's written? All right. Darius, you with us?
Darius, I'm with you. He's talking, but y'all can't hear him.
Oh, my bad. How y'all doing? How everybody doing?
All right.
All good. What's up? What's up, bro? What's happening?
I'm good. In my opinion, that if you consider, and to me, that's an accurate list. You know, that to me, that's super accurate. If you consider them guys, if that's his shooting guard list, I'm gonna say that's a cool list. It ain't perfect, but it's close to a good top 10 that I could respect. I'm gonna say that.
It's respectable.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it's definitely respectable. I mean, I wouldn't have no Jalen Green in my top.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that. You know, he wouldn't even be top 10. I don't know how he made it on there, but
that might be
his I don't know where that came from. But other than him.
Hey, This is scary because I too looked over this list and I said, Jalen Green. Why?
Yeah, I don't know how he made it on
there.
I think he just threw that up there.
That's
his
boy, y'all.
Yeah.
It gotta
That's
be. Okay. He's nowhere near no top 10 player in no category, nothing.
I wouldn't put
him nowhere in top 10 anywhere.
Yeah, and they got him at number 8. They have him at number 8.
You can't. How you put him over a RJ Barrett at that and a Tyrese Maxey, like? That makes no sense. I don't know where he came from. But other than that, I like the list, though. I like the list. It's respectable other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other take?
Yeah, I like
Let me take this. Yeah.
Hey, D-Mar.
I don't know who that green dude is, but I like it.
Who would you put in there in front of Green then?
RJ Barrett and Tyrese Maxey over him. The guy that you
No, no, I know that. Okay.
No, they said replace him with somebody else.
Who would your number 10 man be then?
Replace Jalen Green with someone else.
Be.
Yeah, who would your 10th man be for Green?
I'd probably take like a – who can I think of just off the top of my head? I say like the guy over there in Portland, Simmons, Anthony Simmons. Is that how you say his name? The guy that led Portland last season when everybody went down.
Oh, Simmons,
right?
Oh, Simmons.
Yeah. I take him over him.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up. Cap.
I
heard you come in just now. I was waiting. I was gonna bring you in. How do you feel about this?
Matter of fact,
hey,
before you say that, though,
right.
My bad. Matter of fact, it just came to my head. I would take Tyler Hero. Matter of fact, I would take Tyler Hero over that.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
The new big money man. The new big money man.
I'm taking Tyler Hero over him all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on with the chat. Okay. Let us know, Tom.
I'm sorry, but I missed the list.
Okay. Real quick, Devin Booker at number 1. Jaylen Brown at number 2. Donovan Mitchell at number 3. Anthony Edwards at number 4. Zach LaVine at number 5. Bradley Beal, number 6. Klay Thompson, number 7. Jalen Green, number 8, RJ Barrett, 9, and Tyrese Maxey takes it home at number 10.
All right, well, first question I have is, who's the 2 guard for the Clippers this year?
That's tough.
John Wall.
That's what I'm saying.
John Wall.
That's tough. No, it ain't John Wall. It'll be either Kawhi
it ain't
or
Wall.
Like a PG.
It's Kawhi or Paul.
Or yeah.
And you got to be kidding me with that list of Dane on there. You got to be kidding me.
That's another one.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious. They say hurt all the time. Maybe they was doing people that don't say hurt all the time.
Nah, see, but it comes down to who they got listed as a shooting guard, I guess.
Right.
They just was doing last
year. I'm with Tank.
I'm gonna say this though. It don't matter what year they doing. PG in the league, if Kawhi in the league, they over all of them guys at that bottom. I don't
Facts.
Care what year.
I agree with you. Did the questions just say of last year?
Hey, maybe
Right now.
Did it say inactive
maybe
players?
Josh Cohen, maybe Josh Cohen had a vendetta or a beef with the Clippers player, because to be honest, until you just said
no
that, Cap, I didn't even think of these guys. I didn't even
How
did you have this list with no PG or Kawhi Leonard on it? That's crazy. Now, like Tree said, maybe it's an injury. Maybe it's an injury-produced situation. An inactive produced situation. But that's crazy. That is real crazy when we go to Josh Cohen's power forward list, and he got Anthony Davis on it. Nobody has been inactive.
We're not listening
Anthony
to him
Davis.
No more.
They can't be considering guys that's hurt, because I would say Jamal Murray, he just came back also. He's a true
back, and we don't know what he can do.
He missed a lot of matches. It must be active guys.
Jalen Green slid some dough to Josh Cohen, man, to be number 8 on this list. He paid him a little bit of money, man. He just told him.
Jalen Green,
list, man.
Now, if they're going off potential, that should be a whole nother list. Jalen Green should be at the top for that, for potential. But
potential.
Come on, man, he ain't arrived yet.
See, when you do that, now I get to thinking. Because now you got a guy, you say potential, I'm still taking a Desmond Bain over that guy. I'm going to take a Jordan Poole over him also.
Fact.
At the 2 spot. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bain tough.
Y'all digging.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, y'all keep digging like y'all digging. That proves that he is biased. For whoever Jalen Green is, he like that dude. They friend.
He may be a blogger out of Houston or a writer out of Houston.
Yeah.
Well, he's the NBA digital news manager. He is the NBA digital news manager.
He can't be somebody's best friend.
He boldly has that on his list attached to his list. And again, like I said, because of you, Darius, I went to look who is these lists, who comprises these lists. And Josh Cohen, all the lists that we talked about, the top centers, power forwards, and now point guards, and now shooting guards, were composed by Josh Cohen. So maybe that's the discrepancy we all have, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's one to debate on with Jalen Green there, because I'm with you. When I first saw the list, I said, who? Jalen Green?
Who he played for?
He played for Houston. Now, when I think about it, it's a lot of little names I can, like, geez, I don't know where he pulled that one from.
Is Buddy Hill considered a two?
That also, see? Gary Trent Jr.? Come on. I don't know where he pulled that man from.
Come on,
that's
y'all.
That's a rabbit out the hat right there. That's a trick.
Right.
He pulling tricks out.
Right.
They both
Larry of the top 10. NBA list, because it's a friends list, or we can't say popularity, because ain't none of us know for real who Jalen Green was. So it may not be a popularity list, but it's definitely a friends and who you know list. All right, y'all. 563-999 3782563999 3782. When we come back, y'all know what time it is. Do I need to say anything?
Mm-mm.
Or should I let the music say it? All right, I'm gonna let the music.
Let the music say it.
You know, y'all know I love doing that. And we be right back.
Here we go. All right. Ow. Y'all ready to rumble? All right.
Yes,
I just had to say that. That was my favorite part. All right, guys. Lady T, pick 'em, and I'm going to tell y'all who lost and who won. Well, let me say congratulations to myself first and foremost. Let me say congratulations.
Man.
Hey. Congratulations,
if you
Lady
don't
T.
Come on.
You won 2 weeks in a row. Listen at your co-host.
Yeah.
He's such a hater. But
yeah,
I mean,
I am.
I love him.
That's not new.
Him anyway. All right, guys.
I am.
Let's start. He's getting on my nerves. All right, let's start. And I told y'all, you know, people, we need to get these picks up. So we're going to start at 5 this week. We have 5 picks. 5 picks goes to a good girlfriend of mine named Reese. I love you, Reese.
Mm-mm-mm.
I do, babe. I love you. All right. Right behind her, though, we got the man from Jersey coming right on in with 6. Okay, that would be Lou. And let's jump on up to 8. 8 picks, which is good. 8 picks is good. So, sorry to tell you. Daddy, you have 8 picks. And 57, you have 8 picks. If you haven't heard your name, that means you could still win. Okay? All right. Now let's go to 9. 9 picks. That would be 007. He was by himself with 9 picks. You guys, let's jump to... I'm going to do it a little different because this person could have won, but he didn't play. So he's the winner in bragging rights only, but he didn't win the prize. Okay? We're going to jump around a little bit. 11 picks. And still, you guys, if you haven't heard the name, you can still win. 11 picks coming in as a non-winner would be Cap. At 11 picks. Okay? That was a shoulda, coulda, woulda. He should have won. Okay, now let's jump back to all of these people could win because they all have 10 picks. You guys, they all have 10 picks. That would be Darius, Tang, Kale, and myself, of course. Lady T. Now, listen, you guys, it was a 4-way tie because we all had 4 and it came down to the scores. Okay? It came down to the score. And the total score of the game was 33. That meant that, okay, Darius has 45 out. I have 41. I am out. Kale have 24, 17, 41. He's out. That makes the winner Payne at 36. Because his score was 19-17. Kel, you almost won, buddy.
I think we need a recount, Kel. What you think?
Well, let's do it.
I think I bought that week home, but it's all
first
cool.
First of all, Darius, you had 35-10. The score was 24-9, sir. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I won.
No. Oh, God. Kel, your total was 24-17, making yours 41.
Oh, yeah, he lost. I won.
So, now Tang had 19-17.
Right.
I know that I did. 19-17, making it 36, which was closer to 33, which was the total of the score. I had to go by something, you guys, because we all had 10.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Cap had 11. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Cap had
11. Hey, look, y'all. Cap said to me today, when we was at work, Cap said, man, I forgot to send my $5 in. And he's like, I think I won this week, too. And I was like, Cap, every week, man. And he was like, no, I'm serious. I think I won this week. I just forgot
you
to
did.
Send my five in. So,
hey. You did. You won on paper. You won on paper, though, Cap. Congratulations,
I like
on paper, Cap.
No, it's a brag. I like the bragging rights better.
Oh, look at
that.
Come on,
Cap.
Right.
Look, this is Cap. Don't be like Cap.
Yeah.
Do that brag.
Don't be a Cap. Because, hey. And Thursday, as soon as the ball clicked, he kicked that ball, it's over. It's too late.
Yep.
It's in the money then. It's too late. Cap, no, it's too late.
Listen, if Mac ain't text me y'all was on, I would have forgot that. You know, my life be so busy. I'm like, oh, no, I'm missing the show.
But I'm gonna start reminding you then, Cap. I remind you.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I remind you. I got your back.
Hey, Cap.
Yes, sir.
You can send me your picks also to my. I'll check you because I'm gonna go to FanDuel, put it in though, and we ain't gonna talk about something else. I got you.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Kel, we're 57, man. He was messing with me. 57 said every time it's time to do them picks, he switched that phone.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get that
bat phone.
Got that Vegas phone.
That was a good one, though, y'all. This was a good one.
No, that was good. That was a good one.
This was a good week. Because you know why I'm saying that? It was a good week because everybody picking up. Everybody is doing really good with the picks. So, yeah. I love it.
I tell you,
That's what's up. We're supposed to get better as a group, and we are improving as a group. So I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to say is this week, write your picks down and get everything in order so when the show does come around to the picks, you can just make your pick and be done with it. Make your pick real quick and be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But great participation, guys. I really appreciate you all in making Lady T's picks what they are. And congratulations, Tang. You know, Brother Tang.
I appreciate that very much.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you,
no, Mr. I get my crown back next week.
I don't know, man. Y'all let me see how I feel to win. You know, I don't know. Things might be changed.
Kel's coming for us, man. Hill coming for us. You ain't
heard
that in his
voice. The only person I really worry about is Cap.
I ain't worried about Cap. He's going to forget again. even when I remind him, he's going to forget.
See how she switched up on you there fast? She already. She gonna make sure she don't even call you. She said she had your back,
no. I said even after I remind him, he still gonna forget.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna send it today.
Oh man. You won't get out of here, boy. Today.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. That was another episode of Lady T's Pick, sponsored by TNT Fashion. Y'all going to get at her, man. She got some stuff for you, for real. And the weather's changing. I'm trying to tell you, I know I ain't the only one that looked in his closet and say, man, I need some more gear, man. For real. I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, y'all support the co-host, man, and her endeavors. All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy, what do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life.
Hey, can't you live in that champagne life?
But you know
who's not, and I hate to bring this drag on the conversation, guys, but just stick with me for a minute. Tua Tagovailoa, concussion experts say misuse may be the reason that this young man walked away with brain damage. The doctor who evaluated Tagovailoa, they fired him. He's gone. And what is happening now? The NFL, we all seen them do this. When something goes down, they do everything in their power to remove themselves from the appearance or the cahootness with the individual involved. And I, for one, I watched Tua in that injury the first, before the injury Thursday night. And the way that man stood up, ran, and for a couple of feet, tried to run rather, for a couple of feet, and stumbled to the ground. They should have taken him out the game right then and there. They should have taken him, removed him from the game, and not allowed him to come back in. They should not have allowed him to come back in. This game of football is dangerous. It's dangerous, and we all know. Every player signed up for it, they know that it's dangerous. But there comes a point in the time where as a coach, as a leader, you have to protect these men from themselves. You really have to protect them from themselves. A victory. I don't know about you guys, but my heart cringed when I saw that young man on the turf, and they showed his fingers, the reaction to being signed, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, this ain't right. This is not right, you know, and if you look at the replay, was the slam on Thursday night really that serious? To me, his shoulder took the brunt of the downfall, and then his head made contact with the turf. And I'm like, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I felt like you, like, I didn't think that the tackle was what should I say? I didn't think it was illegal. Like, I didn't think that it was illegal. I thought when I looked at it,
right, it wasn't malicious. It was not
right,
malicious.
Right, it wasn't malicious. It was to me more like he frailed himself backwards into that motion. Like, even though the man was tackling him, you know how you try to move your body, you know, jolt yourself to get away from somebody? I think he was doing that at the same motion that the man was tackling him. You know what I mean? And so it just went bad all at the same, it just went all bad at one time, in one motion. It just was, he was trying to do one thing and the other guy was trying to do one thing, and the body ain't built to go all them type of ways at one time. That's what I think. And it's not funny. I'm just trying to explain how I'm trying to say it, if what I'm saying makes sense.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm glad that I understand you totally. And I'm glad that the NFL now are really getting behind this situation, and they're quite plain and simple. They're going to make an example out of Miami. They're going to make an example out of these guys because that concussion thing, that head injury,
the NFL
has already lost serious money behind it. They've already lost serious money behind this. So they're going to do everything in their power to place the blame on Miami. Let's just keep it real. And B to show everyone that you have to abide by the concussion protocols, man. You have to abide by them. Listen,
I think too.
We all love,
but yeah, I think
you know what your big driver is thinking. NFL, I know you said they trying to get out of it. But they really shouldn't get out of it, because you know how they always say they go back to the replay back in New York or wherever them little plays be set up, and they look at it all over again. When that boy got up in that first game, like you said, and was falling down, they saw that also. They just was like, you know, all of them dropped the ball. NFL too. I know they trying to get out of it, but they dropped the ball also.
They can't. Yep, they ain't gonna be able to get out of it. Because they are part of the problem. They are a part of the problem. If we don't nip it in the bud up there that high, then when it gets down to us, we're going to be dead.
Can I say this, though?
Absolutely.
I think the NFL is and have been I agree with Kel that they're going to crack down on Miami. Simply because this is something they've been fighting since forever. They've been fighting concussions since forever. And this is like the first time the league been down. I want to say, like they said, like around like 11% of concussions. So that's a high number. That's a good number. Yeah, that's a good number. They've been did the helmets, all type of things they've been did for these players to protect them for concussions.
Yeah,
they did a lot with the helmets, like a lot. So in my opinion, I feel like they really going to crack down on Miami simply because you let the doctor clear them for seven mistakes. They said they found seven errors in that report of him getting cleared to even play. That's how he got fired.
Wow.
They said they found seven errors.
On
top of that, like, this is something that they battled. They've been battling. Like, the NFL been battling this. This ain't going to be no slap on the wrist. Definitely if this man can't play football again.
Yeah, because they asked him to retire.
That's why I said what I said. If they get a good lawyer, if Miami get a good lawyer, they're going to be like, y'all saw what happened. They usually call in and tell them to take the guys out any other time. I've seen them do that plenty of times since I've been watching.
Yeah.
Right.
They can try to blame it on them. But all of them got blame in it, man. All of them.
That's what I was about to say.
All of them got blame in it, period.
Yep.
They
all of them got to own up to it.
We saw it.
Let
me tell you
even the coach.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
how everybody.
Said. I'm surprised that NFLPA haven't taken more direct actions in this matter.
I'm not.
Yeah, they saying it.
I'm not.
They thought it wasn't going to be this much fear of being raised over it. That once they said the protocol was met, that it was going to go away. But then, if he hadn't had the second concussion, it would have been everything was followed and we did the right thing. But the second concussion showed that they didn't. And the other thing, the coach comes out there like he about to cry, but I'm saying to myself, man, you knew that man was hurt, but you put him back out there. Common sense to tell you that man could barely walk off the field, that first concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But you put him back out there. Common sense should tell you that man shouldn't have went back out there.
Exactly.
You know,
I agree
and we know that Tua went in there and said, once he cleared his head up, because we all did it. I did it playing football. You clear your head up. Oh, I feel okay now. And you can't even remember how you got to the game.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it seems to me the bigger and faster these athletes get, the more dangerous that concussion injury it is, and the more prevalent it is in the league.
And it's a fact.
It's really no way around it. If you think about it, it's really no way around it because the NFL seeks the biggest, the fastest, the strongest. They promote guys to be that, and it's a thin line. It's a very thin line. Bottom line, I hope that Tua recovers and whatever this young man is deserving, I hope it comes to him. I'm not even talking. I'm beyond the realm of football now. At this point, I just want to see that young man healthy, man, because that was a scary look. I mean, he looked like a boxer that had been knocked out. He didn't look like a football player, not to me. He looked like a boxer that just got knocked out. And I'm with you, Tank. Judging his walk during that first injury, the things that happened, that was enough to tell you, nah, this dude ain't right. Something's not right here. You know, we need to reevaluate this, you know. And like Darius said, this concussion situation has been around so long now. I mean, we're talking about a movie created as a direct result of this concussion situation. We're talking about players taking their own lives once they retire, you know. This thing is serious, man. is serious, and it can't be dealt with half-heartedly. It can't be. It can't be. I mean, you're talking about changing lives, man, at the end of the day. We're talking about changing lives at the end of the day, man. So, again, I hope that tour is fine. Go ahead. Yeah, I was about to ask you, do you have any online?
Yeah, some online statements. Betty Anderson said, well, it wasn't a concussion, but the same thing they did to RG3, man, look at him. And then Eric said, should week five canceled?
What did they do?
Oh, I guess when he got hurt, saying that somebody should have made an adult choice for him instead of letting him go back out there and play, making his own choice.
Let me say this real quick. RG3 is a result of his owner, Dan Snyder. I'm talking about the limos, picking he and his family up, bringing them to practice. I'm talking about the private entrance stadium that RG3 and his family were rendered. I'm talking about everything that Dan Snyder did to make this young man believe that he was bigger than his coaches. So when it came down to it, the decision of going back into the game, it was more on RG3 than his coaches. I'm telling y'all. But go ahead, T. I just had to get that point out there.
Eric said, should week five be canceled to get their attention, pull the players off the field? Players aren't minor children, but somebody needs to make adult decisions for them. She just go Packers. Gerald saying no Packers, go Giants. So that's what we have online right now. We have a Packers and Giants fight online.
I don't think suspending week five is the answer to the situation. I really don't, because we're talking about concussions here. And I think the protocol needs to be adjusted and followed to the T. They need to adjust and follow these protocols to a T. I mean, what are you making up rules? Why are you making up rules if you're not going to follow?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, what's the purpose of the rules, man? Go ahead.
If you check with the good guy, what's his name? Used to be the fullback for the Cowboys, Moose. I can't even remember his name right now. But he had so many concussions while he was playing. Yeah. No, Moose that played blocking back.
Moose Johnson.
Yeah, played with Emmitt. He had so many concussions, he said he still can't remember some of the things that went on during some of the games he played in from the concussions. He's been retired now for, over 10 years. And he's still having problems, headaches, and things from concussions.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Man, look at AB right now. Look at AB. That's all you got to do. That's it right now.
So you think AB's behavior is because of concussions?
It got to be. You don't just lunch out like this and throw millions away like this.
Bro, I think that dude was crazy to start off with.
I'm going to say
he played for us.
When you're an athlete that has been treated with special favor all your life, it's hard to come back into the reality realm. It's very hard for these guys to come back into the reality realm because they feel like I am such and such. You have to respect me. You have to look up to me. I am such and such. I've done such and such. So for some of these, I think in AB's case, I don't think he's crazy, but I think he's misguided that bruh, it was your talent that got you all the recognition. It was your playing days that got you all the accolades and everything like that. Now that you're not playing, bruh, what the league looking at you like, what do we owe you? What do we owe you? And for some athletes, it's hard to get over that. Yeah, he may be. He may be.
I say that about AB because he wasn't always that type of athlete. I don't even think AB went to a D1 school, you know. So he wasn't always the top guy, you know. He barely barely made it.
That's Darius. That's why your comment, because when he first came to us, he was so quiet. All he did was play ball.
Exactly.
He didn't have a lot of concussions because nobody could really catch him to hit him. So he just flipped out, you know. And I think it has something to do with what Kale is saying, is that he'd been pampered all the way through, that when, you know, he just flipped out, man, for some reason. Everybody tried to help him after he flipped out.
No, don't forget about those cross the middles. He got laid out a few times by Burfitt from Cincinnati.
He never have a concussion, though, bruh.
They probably sweated under the rug, but I saw him laid out.
He was laid out a few times.
Yeah, stiff.
I ain't never seen him do what Tua did. To me, the way Tua looked on the field, I would say, hey, man, you can't play for 6 or 7 games. Not you can come back next week and play, and that's what they're talking about now.
You mean 6 or 7
months? Really, sis?
Forget games.
Really?
6 or 7 months.
I'm with you.
Tua got a concussion and he got knocked out. That's a difference. A lot of people, when they get a concussion, that's what I'm saying. You don't get knocked out also with the concussion. He got knocked out like he was fighting for his life. He got knocked out.
I told you he looked like a boxer. He looked like a boxer laying down. The only difference is a boxer has on gloves. So we don't see finger movements and gesture. We just see a hand with gloves on it. Well, with Tua, we saw the reaction to his body. And I don't want to overreact on that, but think about it, guys. He folded up immediately. The man folded up immediately and had no control, no use. And during the game, that was the first report. Tua is having use of his hands, his extremities now. You know what I mean? That was the first
report. All I'm going to say is this, Kale.
Go ahead, 57.
We just saw the worst. I feel like that was one of the worst weeks in the NFL. We saw the greed of the NFL that week. That's all I'm going to say from everybody, because even New York could have called down and said, hey, look, we just saw that concussion. That guy shouldn't play. Y'all need to get him out the game. But they let him go back in and play against Baltimore. He pulled it out. Everybody was happy. You put him back out on the field, and you almost cost this guy his life. You almost cost this guy his life. And he got to take some responsibility, too.
Gerald Frank says if these quarterbacks fly and fall like they are supposed to and start taking these hits, we would not be having these conversations.
That's totally different.
That protester, Eric says, that protester got hit on the temple last night, laugh out loud. That's the whole purpose of New York involved. Call in what you see on the field.
That's right.
Yeah, because we were playing that last night, that protester ran out there and earned Bobby Wagner. Yeah, took care of him real fast.
Slammed him.
You want me out there? Okay. Yeah. Let me take care of you real fast. Bop.
Yeah.
Now you on the ground fighting for your life.
Hey,
And hey. I ain't talking about fighting for his life like that. I'm talking about fighting not to go to jail, not to a whole lot of other stuff, and your body was hurting.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take another call. What's up, 007? Welcome to the corner, bro.
Hey,
what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How's our weekend? That power nap is the bomb, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, look. Hey, look, Thursday, Tua wasn't even supposed to be playing. When he got hit in that Baltimore game, they was not supposed to have him back in the game anyways. And,
right.
You know, the trainer had got fired because, you know, it wasn't the proper protocol. He was not supposed
right.
to come back in that Baltimore game. And then y'all have a nerve to have him to start on the Thursday night game, which it was a short week. So y'all made it much
mm-hmm.
more worse by doing that.
Yeah.
Y'all hadn't even thought about that.
That's the point.
Are you still doing everything? Do y'all notes together?
I got to be open.
That's a point that I did.
My bad.
I say that's a point that I didn't even think of. It didn't dawn on me until just now that Miami was in a short week. And 4 days or 5 days is not near enough time for recovery of a head injury. It's not. It's really not. So, yeah, I'm with you saying everybody dropped the ball on this. Miami, their
Thank
staff,
you.
The NFL, the NFL
Players Association.
Yes. All of you guys dropped the ball on this. And because you dropped the ball, you know what? I don't even want to say it. I'm just going to pray that this young man pulls out of this. And I'm with you guys. I think you should go ahead and call it quits this season, man. And give his most important muscle a chance to heal, and that is his brain.
But now that brain like a steak. It's been tenderized. It can go again very quickly.
He
can fall the wrong way now and go out.
I got you.
You know, he can bump into the mirror. He can bump into the mirror and go out now, sis.
I love you, bro. That's all I'm saying.
With a concussion, there's so much that goes with that. You can't play certain video games. You need to be in a room of darkness. There's so much that go along with that concussion because, like 57 just said, his brain isn't the same. It's not the same right now. So, yeah, man, dude. Take the rest of this season. Oh, you're going to get paid because you were injured. You know what I mean? So
okay,
you still
tenderize
going to make
right.
your money. Yeah, you're still
tenderize.
Going to. we know you. Go ahead, Cap.
I was watching one of those sports shows, and y'all remember Bart Scott? Bart Scott said,
"Yeah,
what happened is it's called soft pressure." It's like a subtle, yo, you good? You okay? You know, macho. Yeah, I'm good. Let's go. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. See, he didn't have the luxury like the star quarterbacks who get hurt. They know they get in that spot when they come back. You feel me?
Exactly.
He's been on the hot seat since he took the first snap. So he gonna rush back to the fault of his own.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Remember, Cap, they wanted to fire him last year. They were talking about firing him last year.
Yes, sir.
Now you playing good, and you like, hey, man, I don't want to miss a game. I'm on a roll right now. But you just got knocked out, bro, twice.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's two AFC Central teams that he was playing back-to-back, too. Baltimore, then Cincinnati. And, you know, Cincinnati being the Super Bowl champion, and their defense, you know, is not too shabby anyways. And, you know, he was not supposed to be playing at all. Nah, I felt bad.
I get what you're saying. They were the number two team last year, Cincinnati.
They were the runner-up.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. And again, like I said, man, Tank said it best, man. Everybody involved should be held accountable. Who's involved? The coaching staff, the NFLPA, the league itself, everyone,
mm-hmm.
because we all could plainly see that man was not himself. He was not himself, man. The way he stumbled off the field, dude, y'all should have went on and sat him down, man. Save him from himself. That's what it all boils down to. Saving these players from themselves, right? You know? Mama Betty brought up RG3 and you know, who's that? Aaron that said about the quarterback to just go in and slide. Well,
Eric.
That's if he's scrambling. If he's scrambling, yeah, get down, bro. But we're talking about a quarterback who was still in the pocket, and the defense was doing what a defense does: attack the quarterback.
Yeah,
I really don't.
He gotta know how to get down.
And if
right
I
up.
May. Yeah, and if I may, if go back and look at the two concussions, he didn't get hit in the head by a helmet or a hit.
Nope.
He got his concussions once his head hit the tarmac. That's when he caught his concussions on both hits.
That's another reason why it really happened, because that's really concrete, man. It ain't no grass. It
concrete.
Ain't
they don't put the tarmac over. That's it.
You remember what down there? You know, beads. Yeah. That whole field is made up of beads.
Yeah,
like
rubber pellets. Yeah. Little rubber pellets.
Yep.
And we see them
mm-hmm.
When it goes in slow-mo and they show a play, we see those pellets bounce up and all of that. But, They're literally playing.
Man, I know the grass in my front yard don't do that.
Nah.
I know that's right.
I mean, if you talk fields, though, that the field go way back to blowing MCLs and ACLs. Players be talking about getting feet getting stuck in the turf, all type of stuff. I mean, the turf need to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get them old man injuries, that Achilles heel. Just like you just said, the ankle don't turn right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You was on that grass.
Well,
it'll break up.
Didn't the Commanders go back to natural grass?
That field is confused.
Who is that?
No, that is natural
grass. That field is garbage.
Yeah, it's natural grass.
I thought they went back to natural grass.
Look, Kevin don't even want to talk about Washington. He don't even want to talk about the grass. He don't
want to
talk about
the grass. I know, man. I was waiting for him to ask him, man.
Listen.
I want me to.
Listen.
He don't want to talk nothing Washington right now.
I
dang, Kev.
three. Hold on. I am three.
Uh-huh.
Week one, when the 49ers lost, and she brought that BS topic, Geno Smith, to light. Because she didn't want to talk about her 49ers team. You ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil, baby.
Sure.
You ain't saying nothing slick. But, I did talk about the fact that Washington needs to get rid of Carson Wentz and put that $28 million into the offensive line, into bringing in Taylor Heineke. See, Washington is getting karma right now. Washington is getting karma. Three seasons. Actually, I'm sorry. We have seen Taylor Heineke prove that he is the quarterback for this team, that he can handle himself back there. And what do? Last year, they brought in Fitzmagic. He didn't even finish a complete game. This year, Carson Wentz. Let me tell you something. Scared quarterback, drop back and tap the ball.
Your phone going in and out. We can hear like every other word. Like, come to the phone.
I said scared quarterback, drop back and tap the ball. Because they're so indecisive on what they should do, who they should get that ball to. I don't want to throw an interception. I already have too many interceptions, and the season is only 4 games in. So
all I know is this. The Colts got rid of a young Carson Wentz after one season to bring in an old Matty Ice.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have been that good. And I'm with you, Kel. I'd have spent that $28 million and got me some defense or offensive lineman or something, but I wouldn't have, not on Carson Wentz. But I'm not complaining because we're going through growing pains too.
Well, if you think about it, 57, our defense kept us into that game until it was like, man, the hell with it. This dude going 3 and out, throwing interceptions. I mean, what can we do? We've stopped this team 3 times. We took the lead 1 time, and Carson Wentz came and wet the bed. And let me say this, okay? Let me say this. Riverboat Ron, you about to gamble your ass right out of town, bro. Seriously.
Who you saying? Who we saying?
Riverboat Ron. You about to gamble your ass right out of town, bro, because you can't keep putting icing on poop and telling us it's a Sunday. It's not. I have yet to see this Washington team start a game prepared to play. You tell me the last time you've seen Washington start a game actually prepared to play. The only game that they won this season, was because the second half they showed up. That's it.
They damn near lost that game.
Can I say this?
And they damn near
this?
Lost
just,
that one.
Let me just read the comments real quick. I want to say my comment. It say, Washington is pathetic right now, but that's just right now. Washington tried to fill the world on getting a franchise quarterback, but he couldn't actually get one. Stuck with an emotionally weak Wentz. Heineke ain't Elway, but he ain't no punk and kept the team in the game, and he won games. And the question is why. And the question is why everybody else can start their rookie quarterback, but never Washington. Right? Those are the questions statements that's online. This is my statement, and I've always said this. Nothing was wrong with Heineke. Right? He was winning
with
games
who?
For you guys. What?
With
Heineke.
Who?
Heineke. Okay. Heineke. I keep saying his name wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize. Heinicke. It was nothing wrong with him. He was doing a great job. I'm not saying like the online person saying he's not no John Elway or nobody like that, but he was winning games. And if y'all didn't want to get another quarterback, y'all should have went into the draft like everybody else and got a young person and not somebody, even though Wentz is still young, but he's a hurt young person with a track record. So I think y'all would have been better off getting somebody from out of the draft, keeping Heinicke, you know, training them up and keeping them.
Well, Sam Howell coming in.
And Howell, yeah, what about Howell?
I'm about to say they actually did, and I was watching film. Marcus, you know, Marcus always hitting me up and encouraging me on different points about Washington. But he said, man, watch the film on Sam Howell. And I understand it's college, it's not pros. But there are aspects of Sam Howell's game that will fit perfectly. In the pros. And I can understand why you're not starting him right now, but I cannot understand why Carson Wentz has been given the leash, the long leash that he has, and he's constantly wet the bed. Constantly wet the bed.
When you said it, Bill, it's the money. It's the money.
Yeah,
they
make sure they get that money worth,
y'all. Yeah, just like you told me, they not gonna sit when I was going through it with my quarterback, and I said, keep Trey Lance on the bench, play him or play both of them. You know what I mean? I know y'all not a fan of that, but I am. I'm a fan of playing both of them. If you're gonna pay these guys, pay everybody. Like Dallas did. Dallas play everybody. They don't care. They don't care who you are. They gonna throw you out there and you playing.
That's good.
They don't care what the result is or nothing. You playing with Dallas.
Yeah. That's good. Jerry off the dip. Jerry get high. Jerry get high.
Bring us up the last word, Kale. You got the last word.
Hey, listen. And like the online person said, I'm sorry, I forgot who you were, but this is Washington right now. We still got 14 more games to go, or 13, I'm sorry, 13 more games to go, and let's see where it goes from here, but I am a true component of bench Carson Wentz before it costs us that second-round draft pick. Go ahead.
And with that being said, you guys, we love you guys, and we just love you guys so much. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We busting out the scenes. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can reach us at 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And you guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. I want to send a happy birthday to my auntie. Her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, auntie. I love you. Her name is Lutricia. We love you. We love you. We love you. Kale, you really had
happy,
blessed.
Happy birthday, auntie. Happy birthday. Hey, look, guys, don't be mad at Tang. Study that thing. Be ready. Come Thursday, we're going to do our pick. And listen, get them in, and don't be Cap. I'm gonna remind you, Cap.
Right.
I'm gonna ask you, did you pay? Because I love it when everybody has a chance to win. So we're not gonna let $5 stand in the way of you guys winning. All right. Hey, listen, If you love them,
let me say one more thing.
They should already
wait a minute,
know.
Let me before you
love
say love.
Then.
Before you say you love them. Wait a minute. Before you say that, get your ticket. Go ahead, Kale. I'm sorry.
Right. Get your tickets. Get your ticket for the fight, guys. Get your ticket for the fight. That's Deron Williams and Elijah Pierce. All right. Now, if you love them, they should already know. And if they know, y'all good to go. We love y'all. We'll talk with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Let's get it.
It's Pharrell here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neptune presents the call.
All right, cool. Sexy. Okay, yes. I'm waiting to get with you.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dude, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do well.
So then we tried. Okay, take it slow now, because you went used to how fast we touched.
Then
we locked eyes. And I knew I wasn't there, and I was going to tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frozen.
You know.
Tell her you gon' call her ass how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
so then we tried. Singing it slow now, because you went used to how fast we touched. Then we locked eyes. And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gon' tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on, never mind it.
Was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on, but truth be told, you threw me for a loop this hole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling Denzel and acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Feeling like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Carrying on, never mind.